Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley in for Larry Richard. I'm with Lenny. We're talking about what time we're going to church. I'm going tomorrow too. I 4 o'clock, Matt, only because I'm going to the Steeler game on Christmas Day.
My kids might go.
To the game?
To the game.
Okay, because that's going to kind of be like, it's going to be a blast. I mean, and I have a lot of relatives in town who, it's a big deal for them to go to the Steelers game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that we're going. And I got the field passes. I was happy about that, you know, but the issue being, I normally go to church on Christmas morning, but I can't do it. It's too much in one morning to do, you know. Christmas Day around here is going to be wild with the Steelers playing.
Yeah, I was telling my son who's coming in from New York City. First of all, he wanted to do a whole bunch of stuff downtown, and I had to remind him, you grew up in Pittsburgh. You know that downtown Pittsburgh is not downtown Manhattan.
Calm down.
But the other thing is, it's curious as to who's going to take advantage of the Steeler game being open while it's Christmas. Because if you're the right vendor downtown, if you're the right shop, if you're the right copy, you could make a killing.
You're right
on
about. I didn't even think of that because everything else is going to be closed.
Yes,
it's Christmas morning. It's Christmas day.
You can corner the market for one day with a bunch of people
are
happy about Christmas spirit, happy about the Steelers playing. It's the middle of the week and they're off, and they're going to probably park someplace and walk anyway.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in the mid 40s, which makes it more amenable to foot traffic for people that might want to shop before or after a game.
Yep, exactly. All right, now back to I'm going to finish this up with the roads, city roads, snow removal. People going crazy on social media on Saturday and Sunday. There were complaints as late as last night, Lenny, about city roads not being, certain neighborhoods not being the snow cleared off the roads because it's cold.
Yeah.
If you don't clear it or salt it, it's staying.
And it's ice.
And it's ice. So they're mad about that. All politics is local. You and I talk about that, number one. And number two, with a lot of people in the city up for re-election, you would think that the only thing, you have to do the basics of management if you're in city leadership. You don't try to pretend you're, you know, a global warming czar and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Snow removal, garbage removal.
Fix the potholes.
Fix the potholes, pave the roads.
Make sure the traffic lights work.
City services are the key. Those are the key.
The biggest loser.
It's not about cultural issues.
The biggest loser this weekend was Ed Gainey again. Because, to your point, Michael, the bottom line
Ed, you know, and you and I both know Ed very well. He knows better. He does.
It's what you focus on. What you care about is what you measure. If you're not measuring things like making sure people's quality of life is as good
as possible.
And not
just Ed, don't you think that city council people didn't get an earful?
Well,
they did.
They did. And well, because your council person is the person that lives three streets over.
Correct.
That you've known for 25 years, and that you can literally walk over their house or knock on their door when they're driving through the neighborhood and they normally wave at you. You can be like, hey, roll down your window.
Yeah.
What the
heck? Hey, I can't get out of my driveway.
Exactly.
I have to go to work, and the bus can't get up this hill to get me.
And it's interesting because you brought this up, Michael. You know, people will focus on our jobs coming back to downtown Pittsburgh. What about the homeless? They'll talk about that and be frustrated with that. A motivated voter is the guy or the lady that hits the same pothole getting on the Highland Park Bridge.
And people get mad
for 3 months because they go, you know what? This was here in January. It's here in April, and that's the person that goes to the voting booth. And
they get mad.
Michael, one issue voters are not always what we talk about at the federal level.
Correct.
Sometimes it's, I'm sick of hitting these three potholes.
Right.
I'm sick of the roads not being paved. Yep. The garbage doesn't come at a consistent time, and that's enough.
Yeah. It's services. It's city services. That's your job, you know? It's not a matter of all these other pie-in-the-sky cultural issues. They're good to talk about, but you can't affect much change with them. You can protect gay people in a city. You can have a sanctuary city, all of that. I'm okay with a lot of that.
You gotta do the foundational stuff first,
though. But you have to do the basics, the foundational stuff, as you say it first. Yes, you do.
If it's not done right, there's nothing to build on top of, and then you're just, you're shuffling the deck of the of the chairs on the deck of the Titanic.
Hey, Lenny, I'm telling you right now, after the response on social media Saturday and Sunday, it was like a snow globe, like you were saying, and it came fast and furious and laid quickly, but if we have a big snowfall and people can't get to work and this happens again, look the hell out. That's all I'm saying. You know,
This happened on a Saturday, and it was a big enough deal.
And it was on a Saturday. That's right.
Put this on Tuesday, January, I don't know, 10th
or something.
January 13th.
And it's an overnight snowfall, and people can't get to work. Look out.
Yep.
Am I right?
You were correct.
Hey, getting the snow off the roads, clearing the snow off the roads, is a city political issue. No question.
And it has been for decades.
And people really get mad. All right, I'll be back with Lenny. I want to get into that Nippon Steel business when we get back with my man Lenny.